think I need some neurosurgery in here. Can we get somebody in the studio? Oh, we're on the air. All right. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Wow, is there a lot of news hitting us. The pro-life effort, the renewed vigor, the fight, the battle that is coming out of Denver, Colorado, is affecting the country. Last night, Hannity and Combs aired a good portion of American Right to Life Action's new 527 political ad against Mitt Romney. And as I said yesterday on the program, a major national reporter has offered, well, he's interested in when is the next ad coming out, and he's hoping to get a scoop on the next ad. And let me tell you, boy, is there a next ad in the works, and it's powerful. The talent, the creativity, the drive, the determination to fight ferociously against child killing in America is here in the pro-life community in Denver, Colorado, and American Right to Life has been launched in this political group, American Right to Life Action. So in a moment, I'm going to give you a list of some of the media coverage and the blogs and all and the reports of the American Right to Life ad, and it's pretty neat. The Mitt Romney fairy tale ad, Romney fairy tale, abortion fairy tale. But first this, a story out of Oregon where they have passed a new law, a couple of laws affecting homosexuals and homosexuals in jail. And according to the Department of Corrections, they're going to implement these two new laws beginning in the new year. And here's the bottom line. Now, this is from WorldNet Daily, December 27th, today. The Department of Corrections has sent an email, an internal email, stating that it is changing their rules so that inmates, homosexual inmates, who have entered into domestic partnership relationships will be allowed to live in the same facility and the same unit, subject to the needs of orderly operation, of course. Now, let me tell you, at the jail, the county jail in Denver, Colorado, by the way, our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. See, homosexuality, there's something other than the moral issue that God made us in his image and his likeness, and he made us male and female. And so it is fundamentally immoral in its rebellion against God to have sexual relations, let's say, outside of the species with animals, which is increasingly common in our perverse culture and in the pornography industry. I debated Larry Flint a while back, pornography publisher, and I called him, what did I call him? A chicken molester. He brags about having sex with animals. And of course, that's increasingly common, sadly, in our perverse culture. And let's see, I'm just reading from our call screener here. All right, why don't we do that? Why don't we take a quick call, and then I'll complete this story. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to Birmingham, Alabama. Tony, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Hey, have you read James Dobson's Focus on the Family for January 2008?
No, tell me. Tell all of us.
Well, from what I can take it, he's bragging about all the legislation they've helped pass that's pro-choice. Page 5. He talks about
Say that again. Page what?
Page 5. It's a January 2008 Focus on the Family with Dr. James Dobson. Says what's important in life.
All right.
And on page 5, he talks about the tide is turning. Hundreds of pieces of legislation has been passed in the past recent years, and he starts listing them. The first one he lists is the parental notification laws, which, you know, if you've notified your parent, then you've would have the choice of being able to kill your baby.
Right. In other words, It's a law that ends with, and then you could kill the baby.
Exactly.
Tell mom or dad, and then you could kill the baby.
Right. And then the next one he boasts about is waiting period procedures, which if you wait 24 hours, then you can have the choice to kill your baby.
Right.
And then limits on taxpayer funding for abortion. I guess that means the government can only spend $1 billion and not $2.
Yeah, except in Massachusetts, where Romney Healthcare, he made sure that they would cover abortions. So, all right, let's go.
Okay.
So, in other words, the government spends some money, not as much as Planned Parenthood might want, but still billions of dollars going to Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers.
Yeah, again, that's just if they choose to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one he cites is the right-to-know measures that ensure that women not only know the risk and reality of abortion, but also the positive alternatives to it. So I guess if you read enough pamphlets on the subject, then you can choose.
Yeah, that's like a consent, informed consent. Informed consent, you sign this pamphlet, and then you could kill the baby.
Right. Now, he boasts about these. Of course, he wants to call them pro-life measures instead of pro-choice, but they're pro-choice. The one thing that caught my eye is the very last sentence he has dealing with this. He says, the Supreme Court has outlawed the wretched murder of babies during the process of delivery. And that's just flat out not true.
That's not true. Of course, Dr. Dobson is referring to the partial birth abortion ban. And it's not a ban. It's a manual. The Supreme Court ruling, Gonzales v. Carhart, issued in April, said that explicitly that you can pull the baby out to the navel and kill the baby. You can partially deliver the baby, legs, arms, however you do it, out to the navel, and then you could kill the baby. So it did not outlaw the partially delivered baby being brutally slaughtered. It just said you can't pull him out to the neck. You could pull him out to the navel. And for a baby, that's what, a 5-inch difference, six, I'm not sure. I don't know how many inches. How many inches in an infant from the navel to the neck?
You're right, maybe 5 inches or so. But
Something like that,
the ruling also talks about, it suggests ripping the arms or legs off a baby during the process of delivery.
Which would make it totally legal because they're only talking about an intact delivery.
Right, but Dobson says that that's illegal. And, you know, if I would like to say he's ignorant of what the rules are or what the law is,
mm-hmm.
but I know that Colorado Right to Life, Denver Bible Church, and you and nationally known politicians are actually talked to Dobson
mm-hmm.
to inform him. So this is not statements coming from someone that's ill-informed.
Wow.
But anyway, that's one reason why I am glad for American Right to Life that's taking the stand, a no-compromising stand.
Mm.
And I'm wondering, I saw that they sent out a newsletter looking for donations.
Yeah, that's right.
Are they able to do that by calling you, or do they call
directly? Oh, no, not calling us. We are, you know, we're a conduit. We're one of many, like John Lofton on The American View. He's been telling people about American Right to Life. And their phone number is 1-888-ARTL. So it's really easy to remember, American Right to Life, the initials, ARTL. It's a toll-free number, 888-ARTL, which is 2785. So 1-888-888-2785. And people could make donations, one-time donations, monthly recurring donations. If you put it on a credit card on the first of every month, they'll process that donation ongoing for as long as you'd like them to. And, Tony, I'm so thrilled you brought this up, and you obviously listen to Bob and Yurt Live out of state over the internet from Birmingham, Alabama. But have you seen the ad that aired last night? A good chunk of it, most of the first half of the ad aired on Hannity and Combs on Fox News Channel, put out by American Right to Life Action, their 527 arm, their
this
political.
This one about Mitt Romney?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You've seen that ad?
I've seen it. Excellent.
It is excellent, isn't it? It is so professionally done, and that's why the coverage it is getting all over the country. In fact, I was going to do this in a minute, but if you don't mind, do you have more time? I want to go through
sure.
a list here.
Go ahead.
All right, here's some of the coverage so far that I'm aware of. Parts of this American Rights of Life, it's called the Romney Fairy Tale ad. Excerpts from it have been broadcast nationally on ABC's World News, their weekend edition, with their senior political correspondent Jake Tapper doing the story, and broadcast, as you just said, and we just talked about, on Fox News Channel last night on Hannity and Combs. And that's just tremendous exposure for an ad from a brand new political committee. This is American Right to Life Action. And then online news reports. There have been articles written by abcnews.com on December 22nd titled Anti-Abortion 527 Running Ads Against Romney, talking about the American Right to Life ad. And then Fox News had a great article called Rough Day for Romney, December 22nd, when they linked the New Hampshire anti-endorsement from the local newspaper in New Hampshire to the American Right to Life Romney fairy tale ad. And then abcnews.com again with Charles Gibson, 527 spend big bucks in Iowa. That's an article and a part of a video. ABC News again on December 23rd, more on that anti-Romney TV ad. Fox News, this is yesterday, unexpected turns on the way to Iowa. The Christian Newswire, by the way, .com, that's an earned media service, but they sent out the American Right to Life press release to hundreds of media outlets. And then blogs and websites, this is exciting. You know, bloggers and those commenting on their blogs have put this out like, I'll give you some examples. Let's see if I could find some interesting ones. They're talking about this being, okay, here we go, redstate.com, best low-budget ad, Mitt Romney's abortion journey. This has got to be one of the best low-budget ads of the season, unless you are Mitt Romney playing pro-life in Iowa.
Oh, my.
And by the way, Tony, the reason redstate.com calls it a low-budget ad is because of our media buy. We didn't have the money to, you know, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a media buy.
Right.
But Hugh Hewitt's own blog at townhall.com has posters that are linking to the ad, talking about the ad. Elephantbiz.com lists our ad. Blogs for fredthompson.com. It talks about devastating anti-Romney abortion ad playing in Iowa. So there are just so many of these blogs. I could go on and on. Presidentialrace.net, a good choice.
The good thing, what I enjoy is the fact that Mitt Romney has had to respond to it as well.
Yeah, Mitt Romney himself, he has had to respond. Two of his campaign spokesmen have responded. A handful of reporters have asked his campaign about our ad. So there's just a tremendous amount of activity. Now, Tony, this is what I was talking to the officers of American Right to Life Action this morning. And they have a second ad in the works. In fact, well on the way to being ready.
Okay.
And it is stunning. It's devastating. Now, there's no guarantee this will ever hit the airwaves because it costs money and American Right to Life Action is brand new.
Well,
let
me try to be an encouragement there, an encouragement to your listeners.
Yeah.
If you have listeners out there that will call up to American Right to Life,
yep,
and tell them that they are a listener to Bob Inyart Live and that they haven't ever given, because I'm sure you have people that listen but have never given anything.
Right.
For the cause.
Right, to fight abortion.
If they will just do $10 or $20, these low figures,
yeah.
If they'll do that, I'll match that up to until it reaches a total of all the $1,000.
All right, $1,000. That's encouraging. Very
right.
Much so, Tony. Now, let me tell you, this is not deductible when you give to a political committee.
I know, but it's a good cause, isn't it?
It is. It's, you know, exposing child killers who dress up. These are wolves in sheep's clothing, and they dress themselves up. And the Bible, the New Testament, tells us, commands us to expose wickedness and in high places. And so Christians have to come to a point where we're no longer duped and blind and led around by the nose. We have to have leadership that tells the truth and doesn't deceive people like National Right to Life giving 100% pro-life ratings to pro-choice politicians who believe that some kids should be killed, just depending on how you regulate it. So this is really encouraging. Now, you said $5 and $10. Tony, can I up the ante?
There's folks that this is after Christmas time, and some of them may...
Oh, I know. And you're talking about for a matching fund.
A matching fund until the total reaches about $1,000. That way you'll have $2,000 towards...
Well, that's extraordinary, but I'm going to ask people to up it. Mm-hmm. And given $5, $50 or $100 or more, and maybe we could get a couple people giving $1,000, $5,000, or even $10,000, because what would need to come in is about $30,000.
Right.
To run this this ad, and that would be so much fun, you know, in South Carolina, where people are, you know, quite a few people are pro-life. So if American Right to Life Action could pull that off, oh boy, would that be a blast. And this, Tony, you're matching funds, that's the first, and that's encouraging toward the second round. And you know what? Romney is teetering badly. Mm-hmm. He's teetering badly, and with all the media coverage of this American Right to Life Action ad, this does something. It puts American Right to Life on the national political map. And a lot of the anti-Romney ads haven't really gotten much traction. And, you know, the internet is flooded with YouTube video clips and all, and homemade ads. But this is getting national traction. And it has the effect of a pretty intense piling on. And when Romney goes down, American Right to Life will have earned a place in the leadership of the pro-life movement, exposing the frauds, so that other claimed pro-life candidates, they're going to have to worry about whether or not they really are pro-life, because if they're not, Brian Rohrbaugh and Steve Curtis of American Right to Life Action, they'll be coming after them. And they're going to be looking behind them to see what's going on. And they're going to wonder, boy, did I advocate any child killing in the past 30 years? And if I did, have I repented of it? And am I truly pro-life, or is it just a scam that these guys are going to see through? Because National Right to Life, for decades, they've been helping the scammers.
Right.
They've been clouding the issue.
Well, matter of fact, that's what Mitt Romney's running to. It's not National Right to Life, but it's one of their subsubsidiaries.
Well, James Bopp is National Right to Life's general counsel for decades, and he is a key campaign advisor for Romney. And so National Right to Life thought they were playing it really safe and smart. As an organization, they endorsed Fred Thompson, who's against personhood, and he's against a federal personhood amendment. And then their general counsel and their basically political legal, you know, director for decades, attorney James Bopp, he's endorsed Mitt Romney. So they figure, hey, we got two candidates here. Neither one thinks abortion is murder, and they're both against personhood. And you know, Romney's a flat-out liar. But, hey, one or the other might have a good chance of winning. So we, National Right to Life, we're on the inside. We're playing both sides of this. And here comes American Right to Life swinging faster than National Right to Life can block. So this is not going to go well for them.
No.
This round.
Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. I wish the best success and hope you get a lot of people calling in, because American Right to Life is definitely something that needs to be supported.
Yes, it is. And, Tony, your call is the most exciting thing that's happened to me today, because that, if, you know, if people call up and give 500, 100, 200, 500, up to 1,000, that's $2,000 right there. And then I am, you know, for American Right to Life Action, for them to have the courage to do this and put their names out there, and Steve Curtis, the president, former chair of the Colorado State Republican Party, and Brian Rohrbaugh, Columbine dad. And then for conservative Christian pro-lifers to get behind them, that's encouraging. All right, Tony, thank you so much. May God bless you. Appreciate that from Birmingham, Alabama. Wow. Okay, so where was I? Where was I? Oh, yeah, in Oregon. I was in Oregon where we're talking about the grotesque perversion that is taking over our culture. And now in Oregon prisons, they're saying married homosexuals, well, domestic partners, they'll be given special rights even above and beyond those of heterosexual married inmates. And they do exist, you know. Married people go to jail. So they're saying, unlike the rules for heterosexual married couples, homosexuals who are domestic partners will be allowed to live in the same facility and the same housing unit. And so in Denver, at Denver City Jail, Denver City and County Jail, the county jail, for, what, decades now, homosexuals, and the guards get a kick out of it. They have homosexuals, they house them together in cells, and the homosexuals have sex. It's widely known. It's common. It's what happens. And everybody laughs about it, or they throw up about it, or whatever. And you see, among the general population with the men, there's typically no homosexual behavior. When there is, then they segregate that inmate. Let's say it was homosexual, bisexual. Bisexual is a homosexual who's backsliding. So they segregate them, meaning they put them in with the homos. And the homosexuals, then they have sex. Now, in with the women's prisons and in the women's side of jails, it's a different thing. They don't do that. The female inmates, they just have sex. They put sheets. If they have bunk beds, they hang sheets over their bunk beds and they have sex. And the male guards, they get a kick out of it. Jail is a grotesque and perverse environment. The inmates all become worse, as a typical rule. And the guards become filthy and criminally minded like the inmates. Think of it. You go to jail, you're there for 2 years, and you get out. Well, let's say you committed murder, right? So you go to jail, you're there for a few years, you get out. Now, if you tortured an animal, you might be in jail for 15 years. We're just talking about a minor crime like murder. You're in and out, you know? But the guards, they have, some of them have a life sentence. Inmates are in and out sometimes in months or a couple years. 6 months, they're out. The guard has a life sentence. He's there for 20 years or 30 years. And you think it doesn't affect them? And you think the guards don't end up having sex with the inmates? Boy, why would you think that? How many female guards, it's a crisis, become pregnant? So there is a crisis. And the male guards get a kick out of the female guards having sex. And I don't know about the female guards. I don't know what percentage are lesbian or bisexual. I just don't know. But it's a different, it's completely tolerated in the female population and not in the male population. And so now they're saying if there are homosexuals, they're making it part of the policy that they're allowed to married homosexuals in Oregon. Well, not married, but domestic partnerships. Almost the same thing. This is the kind of thing a lot of our conservative Christian politicians support. Domestic partnerships for homosexuals, because that's a tearing down and eroding of the boundary against homosexuality. They say, okay, they'll be able to live in the same housing unit. We're going to change the rules for homosexual inmates. Okay, great. So aside from the immorality and the destructiveness of homosexuality, how it destroys people by the millions from inside, it destroys them from inside. So if you love your neighbor, you will warn him if he's homosexual, if she's a lesbian. You'll warn them that this is in rebellion against God. It's in rebellion against God, and it's just destructive. Okay, but also there's the practical aspect of it. How do you house? It used to be you separate men and women. Now you can't just separate men and women because homosexual men are attracted to other men, just as you wouldn't put a male inmate in with the female population because of the sexual attraction. So now you have a male criminal attracted to men, and where do you put them? Well, you can't put them with the women. You can't put them with the men. So you put them with the homosexuals. The problem is they're attracted to one another. And why don't we allow male coaches, let's say a male basketball coach for a girls' high school basketball team, why don't we allow the male coach to go into the women's locker room? Why don't we allow that? Of course we don't, because we're not perverts. Because we have common sense and human decency, and we respect women. And you don't put people who are sexually interested in this target group in a locker room with them. But we're not saying that the average male basketball coach is a pedophile or a pervert. We're just saying it's wrong to put someone in a locker room with people in a demographic group that he's attracted to sexually, with that gender. And so how about with homosexuals? You have a homosexual high school basketball coach, only he's coaching boys. So he's got 13, 14, 15-year-old boys he's coaching, and he goes in the locker room with them. And what? The young guys, they're supposed to be okay with that? Certainly the homosexual community will mock you if you bring that up. And they'll say, what do you think, every homosexual coach is a pedophile? No, what do you think, a heterosexual coach is a pedophile? No, but we don't let him go in the girls' locker room out of respect for human decency for those kids. Homosexuality destroys human decency in a thousand ways. And if you love your neighbor, you will warn him not to destroy himself in rebellion against God. Hey, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school. American Right to Life, check out them on the web. And KGov.com.